The Bush administration has released a new report on what ails the nation's manufacturing sector, along with a set of proposals it says will help. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
The U.S. has lost 2.8 million factory jobs over the past 3.5 years, and Democrats are blaming what they call failed economic policies. Jobs are also a big worry for voters in swing states, especially in the Rust Belt. Now the Bush administration has responded with a long-awaited 88-page report that it calls a comprehensive strategy to address manufacturers' challenges. Commerce Secretary Donald Evans unveiled it on Friday during a visit to an Ohio factory, Lincoln Electric, which makes welding machinery. He says the Bush administration will reshuffle the Commerce Department and create a new assistant secretary to focus on manufacturing.
Manufacturing will have one place to go to issue their concerns or to talk about their concerns and their challenges. I'm going to establish a President's Manufacturing Council, so I can talk to the private sector and workers like these here on stage, others across the country, so we can listen.
Evans says the Commerce Department will also work with government regulators to learn which rules are most burdensome to manufacturers and to find ways to ease them. But the Commerce Department also wants help from Congress. Evans says lawmakers should make the temporary tax cuts they've already passed permanent.
It's hard to put a plan together when you don't know the certainty of what the tax structure is going to be.
The report also calls for passage of the president's energy bill and for legislation to curb frivolous lawsuits. Evans says health care costs have to be brought under control as well.
The United States spends twice as much money per capita on health care costs than other industrialized countries that we're competing against.
The report points to some other reasons for the decline in U.S. manufacturing jobs, such as soaring productivity, which allows factories to churn out more goods with fewer workers. Business owners who joined Commerce Secretary Evans in Ohio said they were grateful for the help and attention. Gary Burtless, a labor economist at the Brookings Institution, was less impressed.
The items in this list are not a surprise to people who've been paying attention to what the administration wants to do for other reasons. And I think that they've been packaged as a platform for saving manufacturing.
The report does reverse one policy, reviving an extension program to help small businesses keep up with the latest technology. Lee Price, the Commerce Department's Deputy Undersecretary for Economic Affairs until 2002, says he's a bit taken aback.
They've been trying to drastically cut back spending on the manufacturing extension program, and now they're saying they want to raise money for that. So I find that a late change of heart to try to say that they care about manufacturing when for 3 years now they've been doing the opposite.
Price and others say the best medicine for U.S. manufacturers is a cheaper U.S. dollar, which will make American products more competitive abroad and at home. The dollar has already fallen sharply against the euro and other major currencies. Kathleen Schock, NPR News, Washington.